The Big Christmas Surprise, a radio-style play by Warren Goldie, performed live at the Sondheim Center in Fairfield, Iowa on December 16, 2021, starring Steve Kinnavan, Dave Patterson, Meredith Seamson, Tina Edlin, and Lou Bolster. Sound effects by John Grunewald, Foley by Lou Bolster.
Come on in, Phil. Geez, a lightning storm in December in Iowa. What the heck is going on?
It's climate change, Sonny, I tell you. It's gonna be a balmy Christmas. This whole area's gonna look like the Riviera. We ought to open up a bed and breakfast. We clean up.
Only thing needs cleaning up is you. You've been wearing that same coat for what, 30 years? Throw that thing over there. Here, let's sit over at the table.
What was that? That was up in the chimney.
I didn't hear anything, Phil.
No, there was something.
Okay, I heard that.
Maybe it's Santa. He likes all the pretty Christmas lights you got up.
I thought you hated Christmas. What are all these ornaments about?
Wasn't any big deal. I guess I forgot about skipping it this year. I wouldn't have done all this. That would have saved me some bucks.
What? Saved what bucks? You already had this stuff. You've had it for years.
Well, you're gonna laugh.
No, I won't.
Here's the thing. I would have thought about the Christmas lights with intention, see? I would have wheeled that thought back in time to myself 20 years ago.
What?
And then when I was at the store looking at those lights, I decided not to buy them. Simple.
You're cracked. You know that.
Hey, you can travel in time. Absolutely.
Yeah? How's that?
Think about those Cro-Magnon. Millennia ago, took the trouble to go all the way back in those caves and paint on those dark walls no one was ever going to see. Why you think?
Those people in France in the 1940s saw them.
Exactly. That's how the Cro-Magnons communicated with them. That, my boy, is time travel. The past traveling right into the present. Get it?
Well, you got all these lights up. Why don't you put up a tree?
Oh, well, I'm not that into it.
Definitely the chimney. Maybe it's the Cro-Magnons come to pat you on the back and say, nice theory, you got that exactly right. Hey, maybe it's Santa.
Santa was gonna come down a chimney. It wouldn't pick one with two old fools who could care less about Christmas sitting at the other end.
Yeah, probably bats.
Only thing that's bats around here is the one sitting across the table from me.
Yeah, I get that from my ma. You know, sometimes I miss her around Christmas time.
Well, that's natural. Me too. Sad. Both of them gone now for so long.
Let's have a story. A Christmas memory. You must have one in that hollow chamber of a brain of yours.
Well, Christmas sucked.
That doesn't mean that nothing happened to you.
Okay. Me and my brother waking up Christmas morning all excited and going over the Christmas tree and sitting there practically salivating over our presents, and my mother coming out and saying, we have to eat breakfast first. We couldn't open anything till we ate.
No kidding. Why?
You always insisted on it. Talk about a buzzkill.
Well, my dad never got us anything too great for Christmas. Except this one time he got me a bike. A Huffy. Real nice. 10-speed, banana seat. I was stoked. I stared under that box under that tree for days. Christmas morning, it was gone. All I got that year was a pair of Levi's.
What happened to the bike?
I don't know. It was just gone. No explanation. Well, that's the thing I remember most about him. You feel that?
That was weird. Come here, look at this. All this dust coming down the chimney. Something's up there.
Let's check it out.
What do you mean, get in there and get smashed by whatever it's gonna come shooting down?
No. We'll put a little mirror on the end of a stick and hold it under there, you know? Like soldiers who want to see around a corner without getting shot at? They tape a little mirror on the end of a stick and they hold it out like this. Then we can see what's up there.
It's dark up there.
We'll put a light on it, too.
What, like put a flashlight on the end of a stick? Yeah. There's an old hockey stick down in the basement.
Why don't we just light the wood you already got in there? That'd light the chute right up.
Wait, you hear that? Listen.
That ain't wind.
Someone's up there.
Watch out, get back!
What is that?
Unless I'm mistaken, it's a person covered in ashes sitting in your fireplace.
Yeah, I can see that.
Hey there, Sonny. Is that you?
Ma?
The one and only. What, you gonna just leave me in here?
I can't believe this.
Ma!
Isn't that your mother?
Hold on, I just need to get myself cleaned off a bit. Don't you ever clean this place?
It's a fireplace, Ma.
Oh, geez, now I can see. Say, what is that on the table over there? Is that food?
What?
Right there on the table. But you can see it, can't you?
Ma, you're alive.
Well, kinda, Sonny. What is that thing, anyway?
It's a sculpture, Ma. I took a class.
Sculpture? Looks more like a plate of chipped beef. You sure that's not beef?
It's a volcano, Ma.
Hmm.
Okay, it's a decanter.
Mrs. Jaworski, you want something to drink? Some hot water?
Hot water? Now, why would I want that?
You look cold, Ma.
Oh, no, Sonny, I got this gray tint now. No way around it. Here, give me a hand, will you? Be a little more use than you was when I was alive.
Here, Ma, let me get you out of there.
Oh, thanks.
Sit down right here.
Mm-hmm.
Want a glass of cold water, Miss Jaworski?
Well, thanks, Phil. I think I will.
Ma, I can't believe this.
Here you go, Mrs. Jaworski.
Good. Thanks.
Ma, you're leaking.
Well, I'll be. Look at that.
You're not all there, Ma.
You watch it, young man. All right, so what? I got a hole in my knee. Get a pan or something. Come on, hurry it up.
Is that water?
Of course it's water. What else would it be? Look at my dogs. He's getting wet, Sonny. I lost my sneakers somehow. Give me that rag.
Phil. Come over here. I gotta talk to you. What's going on? Did you put some shrooms in my coffee? Am I tripping? Is this real?
I see her too, Sonny.
Come on, let's see what this is about.
Boys, I'm right here. I can hear every word you're saying. Sonny, come here. Come a little closer.
Ow!
That real enough for you?
Sorry, Mrs. Jaworski.
That's okay, Phil. You still spending all your time in detention hall?
No, Mrs. Jaworski, I'm actually teaching at the high school.
Well, that's good, Phil, real good.
Mom, what's going on? Why is this happening? Why are you here?
Well, Sonny, I wanted to set the record right.
Record? What record?
It was your dad.
What do you mean?
Your dad was the one that insisted on eating breakfast before opening the presents. Heck, I was pained to see you boys so antsy. He was just a morning eater is all.
And I thought it was you all these years.
Oh, I thought that idea was ridiculous, son.
It was torture.
Torture? Are you kidding me? You should see what I've seen. I've been all over the place.
You hear that?
Of course I hear it. I'm sitting right here. I may be dead, boy. I'm not deaf.
The fireplace. What is it with that chimney? What else you got up there?
Look, who's that?
Holy Toledo! It's my Ma.
What? Your Ma too?
Right there in the fireplace.
Phil, my boy, hubba-dabba-ding-dong, I'm so happy to see you.
Well, I'll be darned.
Irma. That you? They let you out?
It's me, all right.
Look at that. Oh, you're leaking.
Oh, my. Ah, dang it. Sonny, you give me a little brandy, I bet I can keep it in.
Ma, you okay?
Pretty much, except I think I'm sitting on a fire poker.
Oh, let me get that, Ma.
Oh, no, you won't. Stand back.
Ah, better. Get me out of here, Phil.
Here, Ma, sit down. Be careful now.
I'm feeling a bit creaky, son. Ooh. Thanks. Irma, where you been?
Oh, I don't really know, to tell you the truth. Kinda swimming or something.
Swimming? You mean like in water?
Yeah. Strange.
I can't believe this. Here we are, with both our moms.
I bet you appreciate us now, eh?
Heck yeah, we missed yous.
Now, Phil, you listen to me. You know, that business with the bike, the Huffy.
Oh, hey, I forgot about that.
Well, I haven't, and you haven't neither. I could feel it clear over on the other side.
The other side?
I could hear it even over all those dang harps.
Harps? You mean up in heaven?
I could hear it over the leaf blowers, too.
Leaf blowers?
Yeah, that was kind of a surprise to us, too.
After a while, the harps get to you, you know? People look for ways to drown them out.
That is so right, Betty. Man, you think a person could endure the sound of harps till the end of time like that? Who could take harps more than a few freaking minutes? Where do they come up with this stuff?
Well, no matter. So, about that bike, Phil.
The Huffy?
Yeah, that's the one. There was a loan shark that was after your dad for some money he owed. Dad told him about the bike. I don't know why. And that damn shark, if you can believe it, you know what he said? He said he'd forgive the whole of what your dad owed in return for the bike. Real big of him, eh? But it was a lot of money. But the thing is, Dad had to bring that bike over early in the morning of Christmas Day. Spiteful is what it was. Your dad had borrowed that money from that shark in the first place to pay our bills. Oh, he was so poor. Oh, I felt terrible about that bike.
Oh, my, it doesn't matter.
No, it does. You being so obsessed on it bothered me. I want to rest in peace, you know? I could feel it clear over on the other side, nagging at me like you wouldn't believe.
It's okay, Ma. You can let it go. I'm fine.
Boys, take a look at this.
Ma, please, don't do that with your arm.
This is fun. Whee!
Ma, come on, Ma, stop.
Irma, you know what?
What?
I think it's about time to go. I'm starting to feel loose.
That doesn't sound good.
Believe me, it's not.
Hey, you hear that?
What? I don't hear anything.
That's because you don't have the special hearing like we do.
That's all right. Listen, boys, you gotta stop being such lame brains, you hear? Get on with your life.
Whoa, Santa.
Ho, 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 you're too slow.
Santa?
It's me in all my daggone glory.
Are you like real?
As real as your mama's.
Oh, Santa.
Come, fine lasses. There's an open front seat on my sleigh, and time's a-wastin'. Ho, ho, ho! Hey, what's that on the table? Is that a plate of chip beef? Wait, decanter, right?
Sonny, you come over and give your ma a nice big hug. Make it kind of light, okay? Careful that arm.
Phil, come here, son. Maybe just an air kiss for me.
I love you, Ma.
I love you, son.
I love you all. Ho, 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 ho! Come on, we gotta go. Right this way, girls. I got a real nice place for you.
Oh, goody.
Oh, yes, sirree.
I'll be darned.
Me too.
You know what?
What?
That kind of put me in the Christmas spirit.
Yeah? Yeah.
Come on.
Where are we going?
Down to the basement. I believe there's a Christmas tree down there.
Thank you.
Have a great night. Thank you for being